I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, it has been an unpredictable week for geopolitics, given Iran, given Iraq, and more, but it's possible there is some predictable big news tomorrow. The official report on hiring and unemployment for December hits the wire at 8:30 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. It's expected to be quite strong. Yet again, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has a preview.
Back in 2018, the labor market was on fire, fueled by the Trump tax cuts and sky-high consumer confidence. Employers added about 225,000 new jobs on average every month. Then in 2019, that slowed to around 180,000 a month amid rising trade tensions and sluggish global growth. Still, that's well above what's needed to absorb young people entering the workforce. Here's ZipRecruiter economist Julia Pollack.
As we start 2020, we see a job market characterized by remarkably steady job growth.
But economist Dan North at business insurer Euler Hermes North America sees some signs of weakness in the job market as the U.S. economy slows.
Temporary job growth shrunk to zero. And temporary people are usually the ones that stop getting hired first.
Plus, state unemployment claims have risen over the past few months, though so far that hasn't been reflected in the unemployment rate, which remains at a 50-year low. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.